Cuomo Mayor Chris Coos has convened a group of business leaders, healthcare specialists, educators, bankers, and others to explore ways to navigate the pandemic and prepare for reopening. Eric Stock reports even among those business owners, there's a wide range of opinion.
Like anyone trying to sell cars during an economic shutdown, Ryan Greenmore has been feeling the pinch.
Absolutely devastating. And I'm watching it happen in real time.
Greenmore is president of the O'Brien Auto Team. The company has dealerships in Bloomington Normal and in three other states. He says sales are down 55% for the year. Mayor Chris Coos tabbed Greenmore to serve on his pandemic advisory council. Greenmore is one of about 20 stakeholders asked to weigh in on how the pandemic is affecting him. Greenmore has had to lay off nearly half of his 200 employees in McLean County. Some have come back. Now the dealers can sell by appointment. Greenmore says many others are now 2 months and counting without a paycheck.
And if we don't get open soon, there's going to be irreversible damage done to our economy here in Bloomington Normal, and it's going to affect people for generations.
Car dealers aren't alone in their struggles. Restaurants have limited operations without dine-in service. Some have closed. Tim Strader manages the Money at Fort Jesse Cafe in Normal. His daughter owns the restaurant. They recently reopened for takeout and delivery and called back about a third of the staff. Strader says they hesitated on when to reopen because there are so many unknowns.
The only thing that scares me is if we open up too fast.
Strader says he doesn't believe Governor J.B. Pritzker should reopen the economy until experts are certain COVID-19 is at a manageable level. Shutting down once was enough. Strader says they can't afford to do it again.
I don't think that that is sustainable. If we have to take, you know, one step forward and two steps back, or two steps forward and one step back, all of that is very detrimental to the small business person.
Some small business owners take an even tighter line on reopening. Janessa Williams of Normal owns her own accounting firm. She chairs the town's Human Relations Commission, is a member of the local NAACP, and has done various volunteer leadership at Illinois State University. Williams says she doesn't want to see ISU or any school reopen in the fall at all. She says it seems too soon, even if the governor relaxes social distance rules over the summer.
We'll start to get lackadaisical about social distancing, about wearing masks, and then you integrate 20,000 18 to 24-year-olds who have been, quote-unquote, cooped up with their parents for 6 months.
Williams says her business is down 75% since the pandemic, but the health impacts of COVID-19 are real to her. She has friends with loved ones battling the virus and who can't see them because they are quarantined. And she's all too aware African Americans catch and die of COVID-19 at higher rates, in part because so many work in frontline jobs that give them no protection.
I'm afraid that as a country, as a state, as a county, as a town, that the lives of those who are being lost predominantly are expendable to those making the decision.
Most decisions about managing the pandemic have not yet come from local government leaders. They take their cues from the governor. But Mayor Chris Coos in Normal says cities and towns must still make many decisions. That's why he convened the advisory committee.
To have a better understanding of how to cautiously reopen and how to react if things take a wrong direction.
Coos says he hears concerns from business owners, educators, and healthcare leaders and wants to accommodate them. He's not yet sure how. For now, Coos says the panel will drive the conversation.
I'm not one to assemble a group of very dedicated and intelligent people and say, here's the end goal, how do we get there? I think the end goal comes from the process of having the discussion.
Coos says he plans to convene the advisory group periodically over several months or as long as needed. I'm Eric Stock.